Hello, this 5 minutes with the prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 151, 151. So we have been looking at Psalm 91, verse 8, we're still there, and we personalize it. What you say, only with my eyes will I behold and see the reward of the wicked. Okay, beautiful. So we've been looking at the wisdom of God, and I've pointed out various scriptures in the New Testament. First Corinthians 1:24, First Corinthians 1:30, Colossians 2:2, 2:3, Colossians 1. We've looked at that. But I want us to see that what God has done for you in Christ is really yours. It's definitely yours. That is why God calls us joint heirs. We are joint heirs with Christ. When you go to Romans 8:17, there's a scripture about that. It says, and if you are children, then you are heirs. Heirs of who? Of God. And joint heirs with Christ. So the heirs is not A-I-R, but H-E-I-R. So some people say hair, but it is heir. As like, that's how it's supposed to be pronounced, heir, the heir of the throne. So God's word says that you are not just someone who is partaking of the wisdom of God, but you have shares in it. You are joint heirs with Christ. Joint heirs with Christ. It's an amazing story, because it means that if you are joint heirs, if it really means that, then God sees you as equal heirs. Equal heirs. It's like having a joint account. If you have a joint account with your partner, it means that you have equal access to the account. And what lies the kitty? The kitty. You have equal access to it. Both partners can sign for the treasures or the money in that account. Both the partners can sign. So God says you have the same access to this all-encompassing divine wisdom of God. You have access to it. The access you have is the same access Jesus has. Is the same access he has. The same is equal. You can sign, he can also sign. Hallelujah. So this is what God has given to you. Oh, you have to take advantage of what God has given you and to use it in your lifetime, to use it very, very, very well. So what I'm going to do in the next episode is I'm going to explain what Sophia means, which I've said is theoretical wisdom. Then I'll go to Synesis, which is analytical wisdom. Then the last one, I love it so much, Phronesis, is practical wisdom. Practical wisdom. And so God has given you Christ as the wisdom. You have the wisdom of God, which is Christ. Christ in you, the hope of glory. So that explains why Christ in you is the hope of glory. Why won't God say there is hope for glory when the wisdom of God himself lives in a man? He lives in a man. The wisdom of God is for you. You have access, equal access to this wisdom. Oh, I'll use it. I'll use the wisdom of God. I'll use it. I'll use it. This is what God has given me. And I'm not joking with it. I'm using the wisdom of God, because that is what I have. God has given me. I'm a joint heir, a joint heir, a joint equal heirs with Christ Jesus. Equal access to the wisdom of God. And therefore, as I have access to the wisdom of God, I'm going to use the wisdom of God in my daily life, whenever, every junction of life I come to, I'm going to ask for the wisdom of God to lead me, to guide me, to help me. I have the wisdom of God. I have any, the wisdom of God is in Christ Jesus. And I'm so grateful to God for what he has done for us. Equal heirs, equal access to this great all-encompassing divine wisdom. I love it. I like it. I'm walking in it. This is what Christ has done for me. And I believe it. In Jesus' name, amen.